Starting in the 17th century, Spanish missionaries attempted to make olive orchards a part of Texas' landscape, but for one reason or another, the industry never took off until more recently. This is Jim Henry, a pioneer in farming olives in Texas. He's the co-owner of the Texas Olive Ranch near Carrizo Springs. He was also given a grant by the state's Agriculture Commissioner to start the Texas Olive Oil Council in 1994, a group tasked with promoting Texas olive oil and helping guide those new to the business. He says he's had to face some hard lessons along the way. He now uses that knowledge to either educate or convince people not to go into business.
I tell people you have to figure out what you want to be in 5 years. You want to have 100 acres, you want to have 50 acres. You got to figure out what you're going to be, and then you got to figure out how you're going to get there.
But the plains of the Gulf Coast is not the only area growing olives successfully. In Wimberley, Jack Doherty owns Bella Vista Ranch. Doherty is skeptical that olive oil will ever become a singular, sustainable agricultural product in Texas.
I don't think there is or are many places in Texas, if any, that we can put thousands of trees in the ground and get consistent output that would support the kind of infrastructure that an industry is necessary to have in order to be successful.
Doherty takes his argument to the next level, identifying temperature spikes that he's witnessed killing hundreds of trees. Temperature spikes that he says aren't regular occurrences in places like California, Spain, or Italy, where olives are grown successfully. He also explains how olive trees are alternate bearing, meaning one year a farmer might get a large crop and the next 2 years very little.
We're in Texas and we have a whole series of problems, mostly weather related, that affect our trees when they're young. And that delays the actual time of production. And it delays the production of a good quality crop on a consistent basis. It certainly affected us.
He then drives the point home, taking me outside to show me some of the damaged trees from this winter.
But, you know, I know right now there are some olives on the tree. Come on over here. Take a look. Right at the beginning of the development cycle, so they're very, very tiny. This year is going to be a very light crop because we had a very, very, very bad winter. There are olives on the trees out there. We just went through a bloom cycle.
Doherty is proud to show these grayish-green nubs at the end of the tree's blooms. They're tiny, about the size of a pin.
You see some right here? Yeah. Here's a lot of them over here. And these are getting to be pretty good size now. Look at the size of those. You can tell they're olives now. See that?
The trees are generally harvested in the fall. Doherty says he has an estimated 1,200 olive trees and an equivalent-sized vineyard, but neither of these, he says, compares to the money he makes from people wanting to visit and see firsthand a working farm that looks like the Tuscan countryside, only in Texas. He says many of the bigger olive orchards use agrotourism to supplement their income. Still, for pioneers like Jim Henry and the Texas Olive Oil Council, the state is close to another kind of oil boom.
What we really need in Texas are large commercial orchards with commercial farmers. And we're finding that that is starting to happen. And along the Gulf Coast, we're getting several 100-acre orchards that are going in. And, you know, then that makes it a meaningful industry. And we hope to expand on that with processing facilities, professional marketing. So it looks like we're finally starting to get there after all these years.
In the mid-1990s, there was only a handful of trees, which included those planted over 300 years ago. Henry says in 2010, that jumped to over 800,000 trees. Today, there's just over 1 million olive trees in Texas, which in 2013 produced an estimated 30,000 to 40,000 gallons of oil. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.